Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Went to work, worked my ass off, did all the things, but now it's like you get older and you all this time passed and you're like, damn, our parents had to do all this stuff like the other way, right?
Mm-hmm.
The grinding way. And then here I am, I grinded, and now I get to like take a step back and like be like, wow, I did it. Now I can slow down. I don't have to live the same way my mom lived.
This episode of Becoming Her is brought to you by Sana Skin Studio. Sana is a skin studio that is shifting the relationship with your skin and your products through goal-driven facials, real guidance, and clean skincare. Stay tuned for my unique promo code so you can get $35 off of your first facial at Sana Skin Studio.
Welcome to the Becoming Her podcast with me, Nikki Spolstra. This is a space where we explore the human experience and the challenges, obstacles, and resiliency that shape who we are. Alongside expert guests and featured friends, I am here to host meaningful conversations that tackle life's complex challenges with humor, grace, and a little bit of sass. You are here for a reason, for the collective growth, so we may deepen our understanding of ourselves and the world around us.
I'm not perfect. And I think that's why people relate to me, you know?
100% for sure.
Yeah. Like, I'm okay with not being okay sometimes.
Yeah. And I think that that needs to be modeled for our generation. Yes. Like, people are closer to our age. Is that because we grew up where we needed to be perfect, right? Like, we were like the shining stars of our families type stuff. Yes. And I think that a lot of people in our generation
and the glue
were that, right? Like, we kept our family together. And, like, our parents before us worked so hard. A lot of them immigrated. And, like, they worked so hard to give us these beautiful lives. So it was our duty to do it. To like, it be them. The shining star because of their sacrifices, which I get. Mm-hmm. I get that to an extent, but like, what about the fact that like, I'm not going to be the shining star at all times. And I might be a shining star, but I'm not a perfect one. That's for damn sure.
It's so crazy that you say that. Cause I did all of the things, right? I went to school. I finished school. I was the first one in my family to do it.
Good
went
for you.
To college, finished college, paid my own debt, $120,000. Thank you, University of Miami, right?
Good
here.
For you, man.
You know, like went to work, worked my ass off, did all the things, but now it's like you get older and you all this time passed and you're like, damn, our parents had to do all this stuff like the other way, right?
Mm-hmm.
The grinding way. And then here I am, I grinded, and now I get to like take a step back and like be like, wow, I did it, you know, but what's now I can slow down. I don't have to live the same way my mom lived.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, oh my God, what about this? Like, how are we going to afford this? Like, how are we going to do this? And how are we going to have the biggest life? And how are we going to do this? I don't have to do it for anyone.
Well, I think what's interesting is that the definition of a big life is changing.
Totally.
For people.
I love that.
So like our parents, right? How am I going to have the big life? Mm-hmm. I think bigness is changing. And what makes your life big and full has a much different definition in today's world than it once did. So
for me, it's inside.
Yeah.
I want to feel cozy. I want to feel safe. I want to feel like, you know, my parents, we had money, then we had no money, then a lot of money, then no food in the fridge, then that's how we live, you know?
Okay.
And I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with this and a lot of this, and I'm okay with coming back right down here. I like stability.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need, you know, talk about, you know, that guy before, like it was such a pivotal time in my life, like, it was so this and like heart attack, you know? Like
the highs were high and the lows were low.
So low and like, you know, like, no, it was high because it was like a high, you know?
Right.
Like,
no, yeah, I get it.
Like sexy France, south of France, this, that, like the whole, you know? But like while you were there, it was like real low, you know what I mean? Like
it doesn't matter toxic where you low. Are, right, like it doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah, so I'm okay with like peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that like people think that high life is the peace life, is the peaceful life. You know, with Instagram and the way and TikTok and everything and what you see and people like sharing
their
lives.
People also like money. Like they think money is going to give you peace.
So it's an interesting thing. Because
it does. Hold
money
on.
Brings
gives you
freedom.
Stability.
Freedom
absolutely. And power of choice, right? Which can lead to peaceful experiences.
Correct.
But it's not, it doesn't take care of the inside.
Absolutely not. Well, it could. Therapy pays for therapy. That's for damn sure.
It pays for therapy, but you still have to do the work in therapy. So absolutely. If you're going to pay for therapy and not do the fucking work, then it doesn't matter.
You could also go live in Costa Rica where there's nothing around, which, by the way, rich people pay to go do that.
Right, right.
And that's a peaceful life.
Sure.
Cutting up some coconuts and eating natural foods and all that. I mean, we pay extra for that here. Organic food's more expensive. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's actually a choice.
I dated a guy who was so absurdly rich. Uh-huh. And I think that I looked at him and his life and we had a lot of beautiful experiences. And he was actually like a really deep and meaningful, soulful human being. And mm-hmm. I'm super grateful that I had the opportunity to get to know him. But I do look at him and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know that he ever had to problem solve mm-hmm. in his life.
Oh my God.
And I think that he could fix a lot of his problems with money, right? Like, oh, this isn't working. Like, I can just fix this by, but if I throw money at the problem, it will go away. And so it's interesting because I had to personally learn a lot of things by doing, mm-hmm. right? I had to deal with big emotional problems. I had to face really big traumatic experiences in my life that I couldn't just monetarily like get rid of.
Handle, right.
Right. I had to actually do the work. Mm-hmm. And so I think that while money can bring tremendous peace, I think it, if you're not wise about the way that you use it, like it can also stunt some of your problem solving skills.
Absolutely.
If you're not intentional.
I think I love the way, you know, hearing how you grew up and I grew up, like I say, like your struggle's your superpower. Like you had to learn that stuff. Yeah. You didn't have a choice. But I feel like now, you know, with everything that you do have, you still appreciate when you didn't have, and it made you a better person in general.
Something that I saw on Instagram the other day, it was like you could wipe, like I obviously we talked on your show about like mm-hmm. liking nice things and liking things to be aesthetically beautiful. Absolutely. And like this is something, you're a highly creative person, me too. Like we want to everything we touch to be magical, right? Like that's part of the essence of my life, and I know it to be true about yours too. And so I saw the thing on Instagram, right? And where it's like, you could strip me of everything that I have, right? And I have a lot of really nice things. And I would still be happy and okay, right? Like, wow, so
that's something to think about. Hold on.
I know.
If I was stripped of everything I have.
All your nice shit.
All my nice shit. My house too?
I mean, maybe this version of your house. Oof. Not the nice, big, beautiful house, right? Like, not my beautiful green office.
I have a beautiful view. You know, I have the water. Of course you want those things.
Yes, sure. You want those things.
Would I be okay?
Yeah. Would you be okay?
I'd be okay.
Yeah.
But I like those things.
I like those things too. I've come to a place where I'm like, I would be okay in a fucking hut.
Really? How the hell did you get there? Because I don't like bugs and shit. I don't know.
Because I like, there's also this thing where I'm like attached to nothing and I'm connected to everything. Ooh. So I have everything that I need between me and God. Everything that I fucking need in my life is inside of me. It's with my kids and it's with God. And so I could literally be like,
it's a big question.
It's a big question.
You have to be in a really good place. Maybe I can answer it better when I do have kids.
You know, but I also don't think that this is like there's no judgment on the answer either.
No,
like there's
absolutely.
No judgment on the answer. Absolutely. It's like, you don't have to have an answer. It's something, it's almost like a food for thought question. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like, am I happy only when I look a certain way? Am I happy only when I have a certain outfit? Like, even though I like to wear these shoes and these socks that say, not your baby, right?
Oh my God,
and these bracelets
so
and my earrings and my whatever.
No,
all these
this shit
things.
Is fluff. This shit is fluff. That I don't care. As long as I can move my body and I have my health and I feel good, I'm good. That for sure.
Yeah.
Take everything else away. I can build it again. It's fine.
That's exactly my mindset too.
Mm-hmm. I can do it again.
You know, and I always think about people, you know, I've seen and talked to a lot of people who have gone through divorces. Mm-hmm. And I've observed that a lot of women, if there are families involved, they wield children as power and a lot of times men will wield money mm-hmm. as power. Mm-hmm. And you see so often that men, and it's not even usually the men that are that have gone through the divorce or whatever it is, because and I've talked to lots of people, but it's like other men, like the people, like the observers yes. who have opinions yes. are like really mad about the idea that like a man will give alimony to his the mother of his children or his ex-wife mm-hmm. or whatever, whatever. And I'm like, did you think you couldn't make more of it? It's right. your brain. Like right. if it's you right. and your brain, right. like, did you right. think that you were going to go starving? Like you're not going to starve. Correct. Like you're going to rebuild it.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Especially people with like a lot of wealth. I'm like, so you're going to cut some of that wealth yeah. out maybe. But did you think you were a genius brain like yours wasn't going to be able to make it back? Because
yeah, that's the thing. You don't
I've never
yourself.
Been worried about me. I've never been worried about me. Yeah. Literally have never been worried
me
about
either.
Me. I'm like, I always land on my feet. I'll yeah. always find a way to make money. Like my mind is too creative and too smart to not make a living for myself and be able to support me and my more. Children. Like, so when you say something like that, I fully understand that. Yeah. I fully understand. Yeah, You're yeah. like, I'll go build it again. You could take exactly. everything away from me. I'll build it again.
Yeah.
Cool.
I would probably like that.
Probably
project.
Better.
Yeah.
Like you'd build it again and build it better.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel.
How did you get to be that way?
I think by losing it all and starting over.
Really? When was that?
When my dad died. We Sorry. Lost our childhood home. We couldn't afford anything. I mean, we had like 2 yogurts in the fridge and they were rotten. And I would yell at my mom.
I just got a tummy ache thinking about that.
Yeah. Like I yelled Sorry. At my mom and I told her like, how could you let us live like this? Like, why is there no food in the fridge? Like I wasn't raised like that, you know? And she slapped the shit out of me.
Like on your face?
Oh yeah. She first time she ever hit me. First and last.
Oh, how old are you?
21.
Fuck.
And she walked away.
She's
she didn't
like,
say
how
anything.
Dare you? Like
she
the mindset was like, how dare you or what?
I cleaned the whole house that day. I remember I cleaned the whole house, like to the core, because she uh-huh. went to work. And I went and got myself 2 jobs. Waitress in a pizza place and another in some kosher restaurant. I was like, all right, that's it. Time to get to work. And then we sold our house. And
I have questions about mm-hmm. this.
Yeah.
So when your dad passed away mm-hmm. and you were left with nothing, why was it that you were left with nothing?
Because my parents weren't people that like saved and stuff. Like, you know, they made a lot of money then, like I said before, you know, and then they weren't like savings account. Like, you know, there was none of that. And, you know, my dad got sick. He was being treated in Israel and we lost him in Israel.
I'm so sorry.
So, yeah. So after that, it was like my parents worked all the time, you know. My mom still works till this day and makes ends meet that way.
Was your mom involved in the finances of your family life?
She was the finances of my family.
She was.
Absolutely. My dad was a true Moroccan man, laid back, and he was a salesperson. He could sell you
anything.
I'll tell you a good story. He found a painting on the side of a garbage can mm-hmm. in our neighborhood. That day, he hung it up on the wall, so my parents were art dealers.
Your family's highly creative.
He took everything off, hung it on the wall, and somebody came into the store that day and said, you know, tell me about this painting. And my dad came up with, I don't even know what the fuck kind of story about this painting. But that's what he did. He sold it for $150,000.
That's wild.
Wild. That's how you know that everything is literally made up. It's a story that you tell.
Well, I think that's why storytelling is so important. And that's
Absolutely.
What you do with your platform.
And also, it's also to say you can literally be whoever the fuck you want to be.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you wake up and say, I'm a celebrity wardrobe stylist. Great. I can't tell you no. Why would I tell you no? Good for you.
You decided I'm going to be a celebrity wardrobe stylist. You're like, that's the
story. I decided I was going to be a stylist. The celebrity part came after.
Came afterwards.
I knew I wanted fashion. I knew I wanted to design. I still want to design. You know, yeah. It's just that comes with a lot. Yeah, it comes
with
a lot.
I don't know if I want to work that hard.
And I do it on set. Like I'll design one look on set. But like, you know, this goes back to like you literally choose the life that you want, you mm-hmm. know? I don't know what we were talking about before this.
Okay, well, I was asking you about like if your mom knew about the finances. And the reason why I was asking about if your mom mm-hmm. knew about the finances is because I think that there's a general consensus, like not a consensus. I think that there's a general mindset is like men are the financiers mm-hmm. of the life and mm-hmm. the women just are the nurturers and the homemakers and Correct. We don't know about the money. And so like when the man, for whatever reason, is now removed from that position, what are we left with? What do we want to know? And it's part of why I think it's so important that women are involved in finances.
I am so in control. Like, don't touch my shit.
Yeah. Like, I think it's like, really important that women, that women, if you're not a high earner in your relationship or if you are financially dependent on a man, I think it's really important that you understand what's going on.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more.
But that's why I asked you about your mom. And
my mom always said, never rely on your man. Ever for anything. Don't. Always have money on your own. Even if you're taking from him and putting it in another saving account, figure it out. Always have your own money.
I think it's really important. And Ellen Pompeo recently said this on Alex Cooper's podcast, Call Her Daddy. And she was like, the biggest form of independence for women is financial freedom.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with that more. Once again, like when I talk about Adam, love of my entire life, but if he left tomorrow, my life doesn't change. I got this shit.
Well, so it's something that we talked about also after we recorded at your studio. And we were off screen. We were not recording. And we were like, there is a desire for a man in your life, but not a need for one.
Totally.
And I think that that's a really interesting place to date from. And, you know, you're getting married. It's a very fun place because I'm like, what the fuck do I need a man for? Truly. Like, truly. Like,
what a beautiful place to be in. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? A lot of men are intimidated by that.
Good. A lot. You're not my man.
Yeah, but bye.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. Like, you're here to please me. That is your role. That's
it. I love your attitude.
But it's the truth. And if you don't,
what do I need you for? Yeah, right. Like, I think about myself and I'm like, okay, do I need to get married? I check that box. I don't need to get married. Like, do I need to have kids? I check three. Check that box. Like, I have a work life that is like, that is.
That makes you laugh.
Yes. I have a work life that is financially lucrative and inspires me. And I feel like I'm making a difference and it gives me meaning and purpose. Like, I do not really need.
So what do you need a man for?
For fun. Sex. To enjoy sex, fun, like amazing, beautiful experiences, companionship, like you said.
Passion.
Right? A friend, bit, like somebody like to like talk about life with, to do life with, you know? And so when you, did you have this mindset when you first met your fiance?
Absolutely.
Let's take a quick break so I can thank our sponsor, Sana Skin Studio, with their OG location in Wynwood and their additional locations in Fort Lauderdale and Coconut Grove. Okay, so the best way I can describe Sana is that it feels like coming home. Unlike traditional facials, Sana's facials are rooted in education, and I love this so much. Every experience I've had at Sana has been a chance for me to learn more about my skin and its needs. I love that the facials are effective while also being accessible enough to be a monthly ritual rather than a yearly splurge. This is why the Sana membership is so great. I'm honored to be able to provide our audience with a promo code. Use the code NikkiSpoGlow for $35 off of your first facial when booking at SanaSkinStudio.com and additional incentives if you book a membership. I have absolutely loved my skin healing journey with Sana Skin Studio. If you're looking for deeper connection, check out the Becoming Her exclusive online community where you will meet with me and other like-minded, mission-centered women who are on the journey to the biggest, most glorious homecoming and glow-up. You can connect with me personally on Instagram at @NikkiSapsBo and @WeAreBecoming_Her. For more information on all of the things, visit NikkiSpo.com.
And how does did he fit into that? Was he just like, like I accept you, I love all of you?
He was supposed to be a one-night stand.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. So I had ended it with this other man, like finally officially ended it. Got an apartment to myself that, remember, I was living with my mom at the time.
Yeah, right.
That I could not afford, but I was like, guess what? I will afford it now.
Like, I'm going to make it work.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Bell Harbor,
but also ocean. The story you tell yourself and how you rise to the occasion of what you set yourself up for.
Yes. And I just, so I got out of that relationship and I was like, I'm going to live the life that I want to live.
Yeah.
Because I was already in the slum of it. I'm done. Like, I'm done. My cousin calls me up. He goes, come with me to Israel. My cousin's getting married. Da, da, da. And I'm like, you know, I can't really afford that right now. Like, I'm this is a lot. And he's like, the ticket's $500. I'm like, $500 to Israel? That is unheard of.
Right. I just had a friend who told me that there was like, for a business class ticket, it's like $16,000 right now to go to Israel.
I'm surprised it's only that. Wow. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
That's insane.
So, and I upgraded to first class for $700. God wanted me there.
God wanted you there.
And I was like, fuck it, let's go. meet this kid, and I'm like,
in Israel.
Look at this hot, tan little Justin Bieber looking guy. You know, like tan Justin. I'm like, what a tan. I look at my cousin, I'm like, I'm gonna have fun with this one. Like, this is
for
me.
You're so cute.
And this kid was like not having it.
I love that you're like kid. This kid.
No, he was not paying attention to me. I'm like, what the hell?
Wait, he wasn't paying attention to you? On what planet? On what planet does that happen?
And now he's like, I looked you up on Instagram. You were a celebrity stylist, this, that. Like, never would I think, like, I'm a kid from Maryland. Like, what the hell are you going to do with me, you know?
What was he doing in Israel?
It was his cousin's wedding.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Imagine that.
And he walks up to me and he's like, you look so beautiful tonight. Because this is like a week-long wedding. Wait.
Okay, so at first, like in the beginning of the week, he's like,
yeah, he's like showing me his boys and like, he's like, oh, I have friends for you. Like, look at this guy, like the whatever.
Oh, your fiance was
yes,
doing that.
Like, my fiance was,
you.
Yeah.
You're like, hmm.
And I'm looking at him, I'm like, I'm going to ruin your life, little boy. I'm going to ruin you. I'm going to destroy you. Like, this is my project, you know?
This is my project.
That was in my power. I also looked so fucking good. Like, I was ripped.
But
like,
you still do.
Yeah, but like, I was like, feeling hot, you know, like I'm like, I'm in Israel. Like, have you ever seen the men in Israel? Have you ever been to Israel?
No.
Okay. There's the most good looking women and men are in Israel. Like you have, I mean, the men running on the thing and whatever, like just, it's not even funny, you know? And I don't know, I'm looking at Adam. Like, this is who I was like, I want him. And until the night before I left, he finally, I was like, why don't you want me? I took one shot of tequila. I'm a one-hit wonder. Like, and I never drink. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to let loose tonight. One shot of tequila. I was like, why don't you like me? Like, what's going
that
on?
So
like, what
I
the
would say.
Hell? And he's like, you're interested in me? And I'm like, I sat on the beach with you till 6 a.m. You think I just wanted to talk to you, my guy? I don't even know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like that.
Well, if you were sitting and talking to him till 6 a.m, you kind of know him.
Yeah. Like, I think I was doing most of the talking.
Yeah, I mean, that's standard.
Yeah,
that's
standard. But it was just, it was, the whole thing was amazing. And the night before was the wedding.
Okay.
The wedding.
So he was your date to the wedding?
No.
Did you dance together?
The night before that I took that shot.
Okay.
And he comes up to me. Like, we stare at each other from, this is a movie.
I,
we stare at each other from afar. He walks up to me and he goes, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. And I look at him, I go,
want somebody to tell me that.
Too bad you're so young. And he goes, age is nothing but a number. Fly.
Unless you're 19 and
yeah,
100%. Go down that road.
But I'm like, fly. Like, oof. I'm
because
like, oh my
God. Because he was like, he's slightly younger than you. And he's like, don't
and he
trip.
Finally showed interest a little
right,
bit.
Right.
I was like, all right, maybe I'm getting something.
He's also like, don't trip. Like, that means shit to me.
Didn't pay attention to me the whole night. I'm like, I'm leaving in 2 days. Fuck it. I lost my shot. And my other cousin, he's calling. My other cousin's like,
is he single?
What? You can't land this one? And I'm like, I guess I can't. Like, what the hell? So then I started looking around. Like, that was the club
you're like,
night.
Fine.
I'm like, look at all these men. You know what? Forget about. And then finally he noticed. Of course. That's how it works.
And then we
slept with each other that night.
You did?
Oh, 100%. I was not leaving there without that happening. Absolutely. Slept with him that night. The next day, it's 6 a.m. My brother's like two stories
uh-huh.
below his room. And I'm like, I got to get out of here before my brother sees me. I still respect my brothers in that way where like
yeah.
this cannot be seen, you know? And apparently he calls his best friend on the way back to his hotel and says, I met my wife. This
Shut
is my
up.
Wife. I don't know this. I'm leaving to London to go on a whole other trip that I can't afford at that moment, right? And, right? I'm out of this. I'm like, let's go. And he's texting back and forth, whatever. He's like, hey, I booked a flight to Miami next weekend. I'll see you next weekend. I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay. Where are you staying? He's like, with you. What do you mean?
No.
Straight up.
No.
I'm like, you know what?
Did you welcome
okay,
that?
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did. I'm like,
I was like, this is so fun.
I'm like, I don't want you here.
That same weekend comes. We go to Makoto. We had our first real date, whatever. We're in bed all weekend having sex. That was our life. That was it. 3 days of just that.
What a dream.
And then it was that. And then the next weekend, I was like, all right, that's it. This guy's got to go. Like, I got to get back to work, whatever. He's like, oh, I booked my flight for next weekend, just letting you know I'm coming. I'm like, what is this man doing?
Okay, but this is a high effort man.
High effort man. And he's 4 years younger and like,
yeah.
He looks younger too. He has a baby face, you
he
know,
does.
Very whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was like, okay, that same weekend, he goes, will you be my girlfriend? Do you know how cute that, I'm 31 years old. that's really cute for a man to ask me to be his girlfriend.
Sarah.
So I looked at him, I left. He goes, actually, no, never mind. I want to ask you next weekend. I'm like, next weekend? Like, you're coming back? And then I kind of like, we started talking on the phone. And I'm like, look, listen, like, I did long distance for 2 years. I'm not interested in this. He goes, okay, what are you interested in? I'm like, I want to be able to like go on dates and like be taken out and whatever. And he's like, okay, that's fine. We spoke that night. He goes, hey, I quit my job today and I'm moving to Miami. I swear to God, this is what happened that day. He's like, I gave my 2 weeks notice. I'm going to figure something out in Miami. I'm like, wait, hold on.
But I have three other boyfriends.
But I also was like excited to like go date other people.
Right. Like, that's what I'm like. You're like, hold on, but I have three other boyfriends.
I was like, I want to be free and like no one, you know, in my...
You didn't want... Right.
But something told me like, just go with the flow. I was like, okay, where are you going to live? He goes, with you.
No.
Swear to God.
I can't.
And he moved in.
Shut
3 weeks later, he moved in. All his shit. We drove down from Maryland to Miami together.
And you're like, but I'm still going to date other people?
No.
No.
Fully in.
You were all
I made
in.
Care packages with his initials on it.
And how did that change
in.
For you from being like, okay, I still want to date other people, and now I
want... liked him.
You just liked him.
I was just excited. I was like, you know, I like him. He makes me feel free.
That
you
is
know?
So great, and it sounds like it's not gamey. Like, it's like, it I wasn't. Like you, you like me, like, let's fucking
he
go.
He was clear as day. I was the one that was like, a little bit, right. You know? Even still, I give him that energy. I'm like, you're not going to fix that? Okay. We're not married yet.
We're not
And
married.
Even when we are... This is not how it's going to go. And he loves it. He
Something
loves
like
it.
That.
And you know what? I think his mom, who's like a rock star, she's like a Grammy Award winning hairstylist, worked with Hillary Clinton for like 10 years, you know, like amazing. She's
so
a lot
gets
like
your
that.
Life, though. So he gets your creative life.
Oh, my
like,
God.
With a creative
totally.
Mom. You know what I think is so fascinating is watching men and looking at their mothers, and you can pretty easily detect like what they're going to want in a woman.
Yes. He says, I feel like I'm marrying my mom. I go, you're fucking welcome. Your mom is the coolest person I've met.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
When they have a cool mom.
Oh, my God. My in-laws are the coolest people in the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's how we met. It was a one-night stand. That's why, like, when you think it's supposed to be something or when you're looking for something, you're wrong.
Okay, so then as a person who is as highly creative as you are and such a bad bitch and you are doing so many big things with your career and you're making so many waves... Mm-hmm. You know, there's this narrative about highly successful women really need to have a supportive partner.
Yes.
How do you find that to be true in your life or untrue?
It's very important, but be very clear about the life that you want. You know, my mom wrote a letter to my dad and said, this is the life I want. If you want this amount of kids, I need this amount of nannies. I need this. I need this. I need that. I want this kind of house, whatever. She
taught me
that.
I think that's one of my biggest mistakes in life.
Yeah. You have to be clear. And yeah, I tell
I don't
him
think I was super clear.
Oh, yeah, it's like, look, I need freedom. Like, you need to give me my space. I'm upset. Give me my room. I don't mess with, but he's my number one supporter. I launch a podcast. He's watching it on YouTube 3 times for like 3
Fuck
more views.
Yes.
Swear to God on my life. He texts every single one of his friends every Tuesday to watch it and like and subscribe and comment on my posts. They're the only comments on YouTube, by the way, his friends. Swear to God.
He's your biggest supporter. He's your fan.
He's my biggest fan.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just know when you're going to have 1 million followers, like, do you think you'll leave me? And I'm like, you know, I love that he even says that. Because I'm like, you know what? No.
You know what? No.
I won't. Because you say that. You know, like, I don't give a fuck about 1 million followers. They're mostly women anyway. And he's like, what about a woman? I'm like, you never know in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's just, we laugh about it. And the fact that he's so open with me and like, when I'm on set for 18 hours a day, like there's no like, oh, why aren't you calling? Why aren't you? Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Well, it sounds like, okay, so when I'm listening to this and I'm observing you as a person, as a human being, and now that like we've spent time together outside of just like recording stuff, right? Is that you are so... sure of who you are as a human being, even though you know that you're changing and growing and you're open to that and you're open to the co-collaboration between you and God, you're still very rooted in who you are as a person. And so your mindset, it seems, is like you either accept this or you don't. And if you don't, then this is not the space for you.
Yeah.
This is something that I struggled with for so long. And I'm like, how did you get that power? Like, I'm finally stepping into that space. Mm-hmm. But for so many years of my life, I was just like, how do I fit myself into a box that makes me more digestible for you?
I think we We all go through that, though. And I think when I say I need, like, approval from my family or from my brothers or from my mom, like, I need to fit where they can accept me. But the truth is, like, you said something before, make yourself big. Mm-hmm. How do I make myself big? Like, I made myself big. Like, I want to do that. I deserve everything that I get because I worked for it. I really do. But I have to actually believe what I'm saying. I don't yet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I believe everything that I say.
That's amazing.
Right. But like, I also have residual like trauma. I don't know trauma, but like I have residual like just glitches probably that I'm like, I think that growing up, I wanted to be so big. Like, I think that my energy is big. I have big energy, and I don't mean that I want to be like famous. I think that I just want to live bigly. Right? Like large, not, so and like, and which is different than like living large mindset. I want
a big life.
I want a big, full, like yummy, delicious life. And I think
that, I love that so much. Yummy, delicious life.
Yummy, delicious life.
That isn't, I want that.
But I feel like since I was little, like the messaging I received was very much like, no, just have a small life. Be smaller. And then I went through from age 19 until 2022, I went through like, be small, be in the box, don't make waves, don't rock the boat, don't say the things, don't dress like that, you know? And I just came to believe that I deserved to be really, really small.
What was that shift?
Choosing myself
isn't
over
it powerful
everything.
When you do that?
Yeah, like choosing, coming to a place. The sobriety was a big shift for me, but like then, which allowed me to wake up and choose myself and be like, okay, this is not the life that I want to be
living.
I want to like, I was like, this is not my life. Like, I was like, this is when I think about me, this is not my life. Mm-hmm. Like, when you think about the story of your life, Sarah, you're like, this is my fucking life.
This is my life, yeah. Yeah.
And you're about it.
I'm about it.
And if you don't like it, you change it.
Absolutely. That's my biggest power.
So how did you come to that power, and how do you help other people? Because like, you're out here inspiring people you don't even fucking know.
I just fucking do it. I don't have an answer.
You don't have a formula.
No, I just fucking do it. Like, if I have an idea, I'm like, I'm going for it. Who do I need to call?
Yeah.
I just do it, you know? And I also never second guess. Like, if I'm in, I'm all in. If I say no, it's a no. You know? I'm just like, no, that's it.
But it sounds then you have a tremendous amount of self-trust.
Yes.
You trust yourself.
Absolutely. I trust myself the most.
Yeah.
To a default almost, because I'm like, I don't let anyone else
influence you or like, right?
Yeah, like even giving my man more space, you know, to like be able to lead. Like, poor guy. He needs a little more of that room, you know?
That's something that I'm working on, is like being, you know, I think that
it's like in your feminine, they say, well,
right?
You know?
Yeah. I think that as like doers, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're both, you and I are both like creative, but we're also the people who we execute.
Absolutely.
Also, right?
And that's amazing. A lot of people can't do that.
They're one or the other. They're like, I'm really good at executing, but not coming up with a thing.
Correct.
Or I'm really good at coming up with a thing, but I can't execute.
Correct.
You are very much both.
Yes.
You are very much both.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit both. And what I have found is that when it comes to like dating anyway, it's like I could allow myself to be led a little bit more, because it's like I find I say things like I want to be led. But then I get like disappointed, because I'm like, there's a bunch of like bitch ass men out here that want the princess
That's
treatment.
That's a whole other thing. Oh my God, I can't.
Somebody said to me the other day, I just had a birthday like in March, and a guy friend, his birthday was in April, and we're in April now. And he's like, are you going to send me anything for your birthday? I'm like, what the fuck did I get for my birthday?
Wait, what?
I know. He's joking.
Oh.
Like, we're being playful, but like in playful jest,
right.
He's like, are you going to get me something for my birthday? I'm like, what did I get for my birthday?
Yeah.
He's
did
like,
did you say that back?
No. And I was like, oh, sounds to me like you want princess treatment.
Yeah. No. Yeah, no, but you...
So many guys want princess treatment.
Because you're such a strong woman, though, too.
Okay, right. Which is like, but
hold the throne,
what's the balance,
so like,
right? Like, so for someone like you, who is also a strong woman,
you're
like, I'm a strong woman and also would like to drop into my feminine a little bit more and be taken care of and be led, where I don't have to make every single decision.
Men just can't do it all.
Well, neither can we.
Yeah, we can, though.
We can, though.
Yeah,
you're
right.
You're
sorry.
Right about
we really
that.
Can. Like, we just, like, men just don't have that. They just don't. Like, we really do.
When I think about it, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. So, like, just choose one thing that's really important to you. For me, it was kindness and being supportive and making me feel at peace. It's not one thing, three things. You know, making me feel at peace, number one, being supportive and just not being all up in my shit. Like, give me the space.
Yeah.
And good sex.
Well, good sex. That's very important. Speaking of spaces, what is happening with Book the Spaces? Because it's evolved over time.
In the last 3 months, I made a huge decision to just rebrand because I'm like, okay, I need an exit strategy. If I'm going to make this business work, I want to sell it one day and make a lot of money. I love hustling. I love making money. There's no question about it. So I'm like, okay, let me redo this whole thing because it was like a fun passion project. I could shoot all my stuff in this place and people could rent it. Cool. But now I want it to be this like big grand thing where I'm like, okay, design. I get to design the spaces, mm-hmm. right? Each different individual space. And I want to open more of them. So it was just the lab before.
Can you come down here and do it here?
I know. Like, it's all in works. But it was just the name didn't fit anymore. And I'm like, okay,
the lab. Spaces. That's when I first shot the there. It was the lab.
It was the lab. Now it was AWOM lab.
It was AWOM lab. That's right.
AWOM lab, which is Foundation AWOM.
Right.
The lab create, but also give back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now it just needs to be a company where it's like, all right, sell the spaces. Design the spaces.
Book the spaces.
Bookthespaces.com. It's amazing. Our new website. I've been working so hard on this freaking website and it is perfect. It is perfect.
I need to go check it out.
It's so easy.
You inspire me so much. I can't.
No, but like it's so funny that like a website excites me. I know, because it's the thing I actually don't care about the most. But when you work on it and like to perfection and it's designed to and then it's also so easy to use and like, yay, Apple Pay, like that kind of website to book a space mm-hmm. to shoot a production. Mm-hmm. And also like, yeah, I want 2 hours of photographer. Yeah, I want a videographer. Yeah, I want wardrobe. Tick, 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 tick. You don't even have to call anymore. It's all there. Easy.
Amazing.
So Book the Spaces has been my project right now. And I also just got signed to an agency for styling. Amazing. So I'm now officially with the only agency as of yesterday.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Huge.
So huge deal. So now call my agent.
Call her agent. Yes. She is big time.
It's so cool.
You're on the up and up and up and up and up. And I love it. That's what Becoming Her is about. Is like, yes. like never, it's not about like
you
being ungrateful.
You taught me that.
Well, right. It's like not about being ungrateful for where you are and what you've done, but really being like allowing yourself to get bigger and bigger.
Yes.
Like to outgrow your pot.
Allowing yourself though.
Allowing yourself,
right. No one else can handle that. You do that.
I was listening to a motivational speaker recently and she was like talking about this pet snake that she had, whether that's true or not, whether she actually had the fucking snake mm-hmm. or not, I have no idea. But the story was that like she bought this tiny little snake at the pet store and she kept it in its house and she had it for 3 years and the snake wasn't growing it. She took it to the vet and the vet is like, because she thought something was wrong with the snake. And the vet's like, well, what size is your tank? And she's like, it's X gallons, right? I was like, well, that tank is too small for the snake. That's why it's not growing.
Wow.
Like it's shedding its skin, but it's staying the same size because it needs a bigger fucking environment.
Wow.
Like sometimes we need a bigger environment. I have outgrown the space, the plant pot that I'm in. I need a bigger pot.
I love that.
Right? Like the crab that exits yes. its shell and goes looking for a different shell yes. to live in. We need a different environment so that we can give ourselves the permission and the space and we can allow ourselves to get bigger, to become her, to become the her of our highest desires, to get that agent that you want to get, to change your business strategy yes. where you can book the spaces.
Yes. Plural.
Yeah, plural. Right, yes. Exactly.
That's the bigger.
Because it's growth. It's grown.
You are just amazing.
You are.
No, like, wow.
Well, that's why you're here.
And I get to call you my friend. I
know I get to
so
call
much.
You my friend. I love it. I love it. I love us. Like, we're
I
doing.
Love us.
Like, you guys need to stay tuned because we're doing big shit together.
Big shit.
Like,
I'm coming to your dance class, by the way. I figured it out.
Are you really?
Can't wait. Yes.
I'm so excited.
I saw and I was like, this looks like something I need. Do I need to know how to dance?
No.
Oh,
you
thank God.
You just be
because,
able to, like, be like, happy to move
your
body type shit.
You know how to dance. Like, I could pretend. Like, I could booty dance if you want.
Oh, that we're going to do that too, though. Like, there's booty dancing, there's twerking.
Like, Crybaby, I could do that.
Yeah, we can do that. She'll be doing that. But it's like very, very spiritual Shakti energy, which is like the divine energy of life. Like so
that's why I wanted to go. I was like, this is for me right now.
It is for you.
Yes.
It is for you. You guys, Sarah Akiba, the one and only Sarah Akiba. I'm so happy that I got to share space with
you. Thank you for having me. What an honor.
It's an honor to share space with you, truly.
This podcast was brought to you by Sana Skin Studio. Be sure to use my code NIKKISPOGLOW for $35 off of your first facial at Sana when booking via sanaskinstudio.com. More than a skin studio, Sana is a movement towards healthier skin and self-love. Thank you for listening to the Becoming Her podcast. If you love this episode, share it with a friend who may need to hear what we spoke about today. And if you really love this episode, make sure to leave a 5-star rating and a review. Your comments are so important and valued, and they give other listeners insight on what to expect from Becoming Her. If you're looking for deeper connection, check out the Becoming Her exclusive online community, where you will meet with me and other like-minded, mission-centered women who are on the journey to the biggest, most glorious homecoming and glow up. You can connect with me personally on Instagram at @NikkiSapsbo and @WeAreBecoming_Her. For more information on all of the things, visit NikkiSpo.com. My hope for you today is that you are courageous and looking inward so that you can be your highest, most authentic self and go after the life of your dreams.